Well, the new book is The Fall and Rise of Ronnie Fairweather, and it's coming out on the 31st of January, and it's something completely different from what I've written in the past. It has romance at its core, although the romantic element doesn't actually come in until later, so it's not traditionally romantic in that sense. It's really about starting again, which I think is probably quite pertinent at the moment because a lot of us have had to start fresh in our lives. And it's about a woman who thinks everything is tickety-boo in her life, and then one day something quite phenomenal happens in not particularly good way, and she has to take stock. She finds out a lot of things about her life weren't as she thought, and she essentially has to start again using her own brain and her own resources. And really, she has to go back to where she came from, which is something she never planned to do.
So where did the idea come from?
You know what? I always get asked that a lot, as you do as well, I'm sure, Chris. Where did that idea come from? And you can never quite pinpoint it, can you? At least I can't. So this one actually started life as a short story that I wrote for a competition. And I showed it to a friend of mine who's also a writer. She's a really successful writer. And she said, oh, do you know what? I think there is something in that story. You could really make more of that character. And she really championed it. I didn't win the short story competition, unfortunately, but I did take my friend's advice and I went on to make a full novel out of the book. So that's in essence where it came from. But I think the idea, it was more of a theme, because I always like to think of a theme and then the characters come and the setting comes and the subplot comes, everything else is built around this initial theme. And I've always been quite interested in the idea of, are we fated to have a particular life, or do we choose it, or is it just accidental? So I wanted to explore more along that theme.
So you said it was slightly different to what you've written before. In what way is it slightly different?
Yeah, well, it's very different. So in the past, I've written romances, which have been all across the spectrum, really, from the erotic to the sweet and everything in between, novels and novellas. But this one is, I think it's going to split opinion, actually, and it already has among the beta readers, which is fine, because I'd rather it was a talking point than was just a bit of a nair book. It is quite hard hitting in places. Some challenges happen for the author as well, that's for sure. But yeah, the heroine doesn't have it easy all the way through, especially at the beginning. And she has to overcome these challenges. So although it's not always a comfortable read, it is ultimately an uplifting, happy story.
When you're writing a story like this, how do you feel when you're in the moment? This is something I'm very interested in at the moment, talking about how writing actually makes the author feel. Are you totally enveloped by it? Are you somebody that, you know, runs at it like I do and types for half an hour and goes off and does the hoovering? How do you feel when you're doing it?
Well, this one, interestingly, was written in quite a small space of time, or at least the chunk of it was, because I was due to go on a skiing holiday with my family it must have been 2020, because it was before lockdown, and it was just after Christmas. 2 days before we were due to fly, I broke my wrist. So I arrived at the hotel in plaster. There was lots of people in plaster, but I was the only one to check in like that. And it meant, of course, that I couldn't ski. And I had a week where I had to fill my time. You know, there's not a lot going on in ski resorts unless you're actually participating in the skiing. So I had to entertain myself, which was quite fortuitous, really, because I'd already started this novel writing process. And what a brilliant opportunity to continue it. So I had the luxury of a week that was pretty much uninterrupted. And as somebody who works full time and has a family, that never happens. So it was wonderful. And I got about I'm not sure how much, probably around 10-15,000 words written. So I really broke the back of this novel. Of course, that wasn't enough. It's about 100,000 words. It's quite a chunky novel compared to my other ones. But how did it make me feel? It was the book that I always needed to write, definitely. So there was a certain amount of relief as I was writing and when I'd finished, because you never know what the outcome of your work is going to be, whether it's going to see the light of day. And there's always the risk that it might never. And as an author, you carry that risk. But even if it wasn't going to be published, I needed to write the story. So I felt very satisfied that I'd done that.
So when you get the feedback and people say, I love this, as it's a book you obviously felt you needed to write, how does that make you feel?
Well, that is wonderful, isn't it? When you get some really positive feedback, there is nothing better. It makes everything worthwhile. After all that ruminating over, is this any good? And maybe I should change that. And the whole editing process. When you actually get some feedback from a real life person who you're not actually related to that is good, that's why you do it.
And I love the cover and I love the title. Where did her name come from? I love it. I mean, because naming characters is quite an art, isn't it? I mean, you don't just choose a name. You might do, but it's sort of got to fit. So where did the name come from?
Yeah. So I'm not somebody who spends a lot of time overthinking things. Once the name hits, that's it. And the name just hits. I don't want to give too much away because the name sort of fits in with there's a small twist halfway through the book. So the name is relevant to the twist. But the surname Fairweather, it didn't really come from anywhere. I don't think I'd even come across a Fairweather. But I noticed when I was looking through my other books that I seemed to give my heroines quite unusual surnames. The previous one was Drinkwater and now we have Fairweather. So there's obviously a pattern happening somewhere. I think it did just spark something in my head. I thought, oh, Ronnie Fairweather.
And I love the cover. This is one of the great joys of being an author, isn't it? When you get a cover design and you go, oh, that's it.
It is my favourite part of it. There was some to-ing and fro-ing with the cover because this is quite an unusual one. So we'll see how it's received. I hope everyone is like you and they like it too, but it remains to be seen. I like it. I think it's jolly.
It is. It's quirky and it's jolly. And my experience of all of the Chocolate and Ruby Fiction covers is they all fit the book, don't they?
Yes. And this very, very much doesn't, because it's quite an unusual book. It's quite difficult, I think, to find a cover that would fit nicely with that. But I think this does the trick.
So it's out on the 31st. And are you working on anything new or are you giving your brain a rest?
Yeah, well, my brain's had a rest, actually, because I did finish this book quite a long time ago. You know what it's like with publishing, everything works at a snail's pace. So although the book is coming out next week, I actually finished writing it well over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago. So I've had a rest from writing, but I'm currently working on my first crime novel, which is exciting. And I'm doing an MA in crime fiction with the University of East Anglia at the moment. I'm in the first year and it's a 2-year course. So I'm working on something completely different. It's a real baptism of fire working on crime because you have to plot in suspects and red herrings and clues, and it's just a big puzzle. It's very, very challenging as an author.
So remind us of the name of the novel and where people can get it.
Oh, so it's The Fall and Rise of Ronnie Fairweather, and it's out with Ruby Fiction on the 31st of January, and it's available on Amazon, currently in paperback and ebook, and soon to be Audible, hopefully.